The International Olympic Committee is investigating accusations that Olympic organizers in Salt Lake City tried to influence IOC members by giving scholarships to their relatives. Salt Lake City Olympic organizers say they were merely offering humanitarian assistance to disadvantaged young people. The IOC investigation was announced following an NPR report yesterday in which a senior IOC member said the scholarships broke Olympic rules. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
International Olympic Committee rules are clear. Cities bidding for the Olympics cannot ply IOC members with gifts worth more than $50, and they can't engage in agreements, transactions, or contracts with IOC members or their families. Salt Lake City's scholarship and expense payments to six IOC relatives are a clear violation of these rules. The Salt Lake City bid and organizing committees paid out thousands of dollars, exceeding the gift limit, and they provided sustained support for IOC relatives, violating the contract ban. Still, Frank Joklik of the Salt Lake Olympic Organizing Committee believes the payments were legal.
To the best of our knowledge, we did not violate any rules set by the IOC as a bid committee or as an organizing committee.
Joklik's confidence is based on two facts. The rules appear to apply to cities while they're bidding for the Games, and the rules during Salt Lake City's bidding years were less stringent than they are now. But the man who wrote the rules, then and now, says Salt Lake City clearly broke them. Senior IOC member Mark Hodler supervises Salt Lake City's preparations for the 2002 Winter Olympics. He's declined to be interviewed on tape, but he told NPR that he believed Salt Lake City was using the payments to win the votes of IOC members. Hodler doesn't blame Salt Lake organizers. We can't take the Games away from them, he says. He wants the IOC to punish its own members when they seek or take such gifts. We should expel them, he says, if we find they're corrupt. That's not likely to happen, says freelance journalist Andrew Jennings, who wrote two books about IOC corruption.
Well, it's a bit like the organ grinder. You know, there's only six tunes, and over a period of years, you hear the same tunes over and over again. And every time these stories come up, the IOC out of Lausanne says, oh, give us the evidence and we'll do something. And nothing has ever happened.
We have the evidence now, says the IOC's Mark Hodler. The investigation begins this weekend, he says, during IOC meetings in Switzerland. Salt Lake City organizers will explain the payments and provide details. We want the names, Hodler says, of the IOC members involved. Mike Moran of the U.S. Olympic Committee welcomes news of an IOC probe because he wants Salt Lake City Olympic organizers to get on with the Games.
And these people, with one responsibility, to put on the Games and answer to the needs of some 150 nations and their delegations, and to build the venues and conduct the test events and the training, they absolutely have got to have that opportunity, and it's not going to work until they can move on from this.
There's no word on how long the IOC investigation will take. The IOC's Mark Hodler wants to expand it to include cities bidding now for the 2006 Winter Games. I'm Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.